Welcome to Mindfully Stoic, a channel dedicated to increasing mindfulness through the lens of the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. Today's topic is on the dichotomy of control. The dichotomy of control is one aspect of Stoicism which is easy to grasp, but at times difficult to put into practice. The point of this concept is to remind us of the things that lie within our power and of the things that are not. Understanding this concept can help us move forward and take the appropriate action in our lives instead of devoting so much energy on things that are outside of our control. So take a moment, find a comfortable position, and if possible, a quiet place to begin. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out. Notice the sensations in your feet, your hands, your legs, your back. Recognize the lungs expanding and deflating with each breath. Pay attention to any of the sounds in the environment without any judgment. And if you have any distracting thoughts, observe them, acknowledge them, and bring your attention back to your breathing. Simply let yourself be in the present moment. Breathe in. I am breathing in. Breathe out. I am breathing out. Breathe in. I am breathing in. Breathe out. I am breathing out. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, succinctly said, "Some things are within our power, while others are not. Within our power are opinion, motivation, desire, aversion, and in a word, whatever is of our own doing. Not within our power are our body, our property, reputation, office, and in a word, whatever is not of our own doing." Now begin to imagine you are walking through the hallway of your mind. As you mindfully walk down this hallway, you see numerous rooms of memories, thoughts, worries, desires, and knowledge that you have experienced since your existence. Being the courageous person that you are, you enter the room labeled worries. You notice the things that have been causing you anxiety for the last few weeks. You see thoughts of what your friends and family think of you, your job status, your health, your possessions, your body, the weather, politics, bills to pay, traffic, and many other things. You begin to pick up these thoughts individually as if they are tangible objects in the room, and you ask yourself, "How much control do I have over this?" You pick up the thought of what your friends and family think of you and you ask, how much control do I have over this? You are not in control of their opinion about you, but you are in control of your actions towards them. Next, you pick up the thought of your job and ask the same question. You come to the conclusion that you are not in control of the economy, stock prices, or boss, or other aspects of your job, but you are in control of your attitude and actions when performing the job. You are in control to how you treat your coworkers, your boss, and other people. You then pick up the thought of your health and ask the same question. You say, I am not in control of my genetics or predispositions, but I am in control of how much I exercise and how much I eat. Lastly, you take a moment to reflect on all of the things that are pressing on your mind and ask the same question. How much control do I have over this? You are in control of those things that are your own doing. You are in control of your actions, behaviors, and your deliberate thoughts. Accept the spontaneous thoughts without judgment, and act skillfully. Reflect on those thoughts, realize what is in your control, accept those things that are not, and act virtuously. Act skillfully for a better you and a better world. Reflect on those thoughts. Realize what is in your control. Accept those things that are not. And act virtuously. Act skillfully for a better you and a better world. Thanks for listening to Mindfully Stoic. I hope you got something out of this session. Understanding the dichotomy of control gives us a greater sense of freedom and a clear direction on how to act skillfully in this world. We can be more driven to find practical solutions to the problems we face and be more accepting of the events that happen to us. I leave you with a quote by Epictetus. We can't control the impressions others form about us, and the effort to do so only debases our character. Thanks for listening.